You're listening to The TP Cast,
the official podcast of Thomas Productions, Inc.
Here we discuss all of our latest videos, as well as other topics such as movies, Halo news, machinima, and so much more. So fasten your seatbelts, cause it's time for The TP Cast. And now, here are your very gracious hosts, Lane, Kevin, and Kyle.
Hey guys, what's up? We're finally back.
It's season 30 now.
I guess so. It is officially 2010.
As of this morning.
Yes. And this is our very first podcast of 2010.
But
episode 60.
No.
Episode 60, wow.
Episode 60. That was... Geez, when did we start?
September 2007, maybe? Maybe 2006.
Well, like, unofficially 2006, but actually, like, putting them out, I think it was, like, 2007.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've been doing this a while, so it's nice that we can start off the new year at a nice, you know, even number. Episode 60.
60.
Okay, so, in recent news, ODST came out.
Oh my god.
Our last podcast we covered like our thoughts about and expectations about the game, so I guess why don't we just give a brief overview since because of this whole little break that we had, it seems like most of our comments have already been stated by the community. So basically, what did you think?
I thought that it was a lot better than Halo 3, but a lot harder than I thought it would be.
Yes, it was definitely hard.
I didn't expect the health to be so low and easy to drain.
Yeah, especially for Firefight. Firefight is, you know, surprisingly
difficult.
You know, difficult.
But still fun. I'm glad that they finally have a mode like that for Halo.
Yeah.
Because the Gears of War Horde was fun.
And everybody says that they copied Horde, but Marathon had one.
I know. And then, also with Horde... No, I guess it's kind of the same as Firefight. I was going to say, when I played Horde, like, it would be, like, online, but all your buddies, and you would just camp in, like, this one spot and just kill all the guys, and then I'd be playing online, or, like, I'd jump online and say, hey, I'm going to play... you know, online for a bit, maybe like a half hour or something, and then I would start a game, and then it would last like an hour and a half or something like that.
Yeah.
And after a while, it could just get boring of you just sitting there and just shooting guys.
Yeah.
But so I'm, in a way, it's kind of good that it's hard because you always have to be moving.
Mm-hmm. And it's nice that Halo finally has one because a lot of other games have it too, like obviously, Gears of War had it.
Call of Duty got zombies.
Yeah.
Left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead has a survival mode. And now, just recently, a couple of days ago, came out for DLC for, you know, Borderlands?
Yeah.
Borderlands has got one in through DLC.
And then, have you ever been to the original Pancake House? There's one in Cupertino. One in Running Game, I think.
No.
Anyway, I got Borderlands for Christmas, and it's so good.
Well, anyway...
I just want to...
sugar from there. They have it in tubes.
I just want to let you all know, Borderlands is excellent. If you don't have it, why are you still listening to this? Go get it immediately! Okay.
For some reason, the graphics just bother me a little bit. The outlines, but you could get used to
The Borderlands graphics, I love the graphics. It's so cool, and if you play it, you'll get used to it, and there are parts when it is really cool.
And
it's just different.
Mostly unnoticeable. It doesn't even seem like it's a...
It's just different. It's a way to stand out from other games, and I like it.
Okay.
And what's cool about Borderlands is that they took all their favorite games and mixed it into one. So you have the Call of Duty controls. It's exactly the same as Call of Duty. There's no difference except for one button, which is the left bumper.
Mm-hmm.
They have kind of Fallout 3, how it's like a wasteland you're going through. They have BioShock in there. Like, you can see the influences that they have, and it's really cool to watch those and find all the stuff that they put in.
And isn't there something like a jillion possible weapons that you can make?
Not make. They're just games that the game makes and randomly puts. Yeah.
Another good thing about it that I love is that what it does is it pays attention to you. So the loot that you get and the people drop is kind of what you need. So if you're carrying like a shotgun or a sniper, people will drop shotgun and sniper ammo. And if you're low on health, people will drop health vials for you.
That's really good. So it
pays attention to what you need instead of just having set things that people have.
I think you would really like that game, Lane.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you.
Once you run out of games.
Yeah, I just got Modern Warfare 2 for Christmas. It's really good.
I'm going to have to buy that from you.
Yeah. I got Fable 2, which I have been playing nonstop and haven't played anything else. I also got Prey and Forza 3, which I will be playing in that order. And then after that, once I'm done with that, Mass Effect 2 should have come out, and then Bioshock. And yeah. I'm going to have a very busy gaming year.
I also got Left 4 Dead 2, which I haven't started, and DJ Hero, which is surprisingly good because the music is barely any hip-hop and rap in it. It's mostly like, well, not mostly, but like
remix type stuff.
Yeah, they have a lot of good songs, too, that I like it. It's mostly not hip-hop, but there, of course, is some in there.
Yeah.
One thing I don't like, I do not like hip-hop and rap at all, but it just bugs me that every once in a while, there's a really good song.
And it's rap?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Actually, I refuse to call it a song. There's a really good piece. It's not even music. I'm not going to call it music.
There are rap songs that I like, but I don't like listen to them.
There's a saying, I forget, I think I saw it online or something like that, which is kind of basically my overall view of rap music, and it's that rap music is like candy. You have to throw away the wrappers. So, yes. Yeah. Or maybe it was, like, just music in general is like candy. You have to throw away the rappers. That makes more sense.
Linkin Park is the closest I will get to rap. They're barely rap at all, and I like them. Do you like them? Oh, yes. You do. No.
That's not really. Yeah. I'm not too jazzed. Anyway, back to ODST.
Oh, yeah. ODST.
So, what did you think of the plot?
I really liked it, and I was surprised.
I liked that.
The ending was so good. That's kind of the kind of game where you expect it to have a sad ending for some reason.
Yeah, I thought that, like, at least one of the guys from the squad was going to die.
Even Romeo didn't die.
Spoiler alert. Oh, everybody got happy at the end. Everybody's happy at the end. And that made me happy.
Anyone who calls himself a Halo fan has played ODST by now.
I think, you know what I think is that if you own an Xbox 360, I don't care if you hate Halo, if you love Call of Duty or any other game, if you hate Halo, as long as you have it, then you're good. You don't even have to play it. You just have to have it, and then it's good.
It's kind of like every PlayStation owner has Little Big Planet for some reason. It's kind of like if you have a 360, you have a Halo game.
Even if you hate it, if you can't stand it, if you never play it.
Actually, Xbox 360 started coming with Halo 3 now.
Like, that's nice.
The game got packaged with Halo 3, and so now there's no reason.
I know.
Plus, you could probably get it for like $20 now anyway.
I know. Although, I think, yeah, I imagine they're still keeping the price up more than, like, other games, just because it's like a smash hit. Yeah. So, but $20, you could probably find it, but ODST comes with, you know, the second disc, the multiplayer.
If you're gonna get Halo 3 or ODST, go for ODST, because it's got all the maps for the same price.
With ODST, what they totally could have done was just make it way less money, like $30, have disc 1, and then a code to download the 3 new maps it comes with. Because it's kind of pointless.
That would have been pretty smooth. Although, I think
Microsoft wants
dough. Yeah, they want the dough.
Actually, I think it was Bungie's decision to do $60.
Maybe what they did was it was ODST and they're like, okay, it's it's just an expansion. Don't worry, it won't be $60. And then it turned out not to be an it turned out to be a bigger than what they thought it was going to be. And then Microsoft said, oh, okay, then we'll just charge $60 then. And then Bungie's like, wait, that's kind of a ripoff. Let's add in the multiplayer.
Yeah, but then that seems a little too much. I think it would have just been best to say $30 or $40 and put in a code.
Yeah.
Here's a good story about ODST. The day I went to get it, I didn't pre-order it, and I was sad because I wanted that Sergeant Johnson thing. And when I went up to get it, they're like, did you pre-order it? And I was like, no. And then for some reason, without either of us saying a word, they gave me the Sergeant Johnson code. So I got him for free.
Nice. Yes. Thanks, GameStop!
Yes, GameStop. I love you. Not really.
I really...
I'm giving the microphone a thumbs up.
Just... That's the thing about GameStop, really quickly. I absolutely hate it when people change their slogan. It's power to the players. It's so much better than whatever they have now. What is it, like, fun for the players? Something like that?
No.
I don't even know. I thought it was still, power to the players or something like that.
Power to the players is so cool, and they changed it to, like...
Oh, you know what?
Something else to the players.
You know what? I think it was power to something else. I don't know, but whatever it was, Wendy's also changed it from it's way better than fast food, it's Wendy's, to like a stupid song. It's like, you know when it's real. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Well, by the way, that's the first time I've heard of that, but the you know when it's real thingy, it's like makes you think, like,
was that finger real?
Exactly. It's like, well, if it is indeed real now, what was it before that?
I know.
So
what was it before? It was just way better than fast food.
Oh, by the way, it is not way better than fast food. We had it recently. The fries taste like water. The water has no taste. Ergo, I think the fries had no taste. I was trying to sound sophisticated.
They were forgettable fries.
Definitely forgettable.
And square burgers.
That is just kind of...
That scares me.
Yeah. Yeah. They kept it. It's unsettling.
The good thing, though, is that they have good bacon. They don't have, rip-off McDonald's bacon. They have good bacon.
That's good to know. Okay, so back again to ODST. Let's see. We talked about... we liked...
Oh, Reach tie-in.
Yeah. We'll talk about that in a sec. So, we talked about the plot. I'm pretty sure we all liked it. I thought that the story of the single player was better than Halo 3. Definitely.
Everybody says that the campaign in Halo 3 was...
Yeah.
I disagree. I liked it.
Yeah, That's the thing.
I liked playing, the actual campaign better than the story of it, but... Whatever.
Yeah, that's kind of the same with me. Like, I liked playing the campaign of Halo 3 better than I did ODST, but the ODST story is better.
I still think that Halo 1 is the best Halo game of all time.
That would make sense.
Story-wise, at least. Maybe not gameplay, but story-wise, that's one of the best games right up there with Mass Effect, story-wise.
I agree.
And Bioshock.
Zelena, I heard you're a Mass Effect person now.
Yes, I am. Of course, now with, Modern Warfare 2 coming in, it's kind of dwindled. I've, just kind of, forgotten about Mass Effect.
Are you going to get then. Mass Effect 2, or are you going
to I thought I was, but now I'm not sure.
I'll let you borrow it, because I'm going to get it.
So I think
If the reviews are super good, do you think you might get it?
Possibly.
Well, the hype's going to build up, because it comes out on the 26th, so...
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
Okay, so...
I can't wait.
So now, packaged with ODST, you were able to get the very elusive, very sought-after recon armor.
Now I hate it.
I still like it. It looked really good on me. Yeah. I mean, on my character.
So we... we were able to get it thanks to... a listener of ours that helped us out with that. I forget. I'm blanking on the gamer tag. It was like a Q.
It's random theme of letters, but his forum name is... It's because it's FTKG.
All right.
It's some weird thing.
All right, so thank you to TKG and some other people emailed in
from... Oh, you know what? It's not just thanks to him. Other people helped us there with other achievements, too.
Yeah, there were a few other people.
So thanks to everybody who helped us get Recon.
Yeah.
You are...
There was somebody else who helped us with the Deja Vu.
Yeah.
And that was TKG and I think his brother, right?
I can't remember. That was a really long time ago. But
thank you, whoever you were.
And also, like I said, people emailed in from...
Are you serious? We got an email?
Well, no. It's like from a long time ago. Remember in before ODST came out, we put a shout out to people who wanted to help?
Oh, yes.
With Recon Armor. So some people emailed in, but I don't think we were able to get it. So, sorry that we couldn't play, but thanks for emailing in to help us out.
We did have TP Game Events.
Oh, yes. We had a couple of gaming events since our last podcast. Yes.
I loved doing
those. We had two. One, Kyle and I were supposed to be able to make it, but then we realized that we had to do something else instead. And so it was just Lane. How did that turn out without us?
Turned out, right? It was okay. It definitely,
the mood was a little sad, I'm guessing.
It wasn't exactly...
Everybody was missing us.
And still, it wasn't the same.
Yeah. And so we made it for the second.
Yeah, so then we did, you know, a second one. That went pretty well.
It's not really TP without us, it's just T.
Yeah. So, let's see. So, back to the Recon. So, thanks... to the people who helped us get it. So now that you have it, what do you think?
I think at first it was popping up everywhere.
Yeah.
And then it slowly kind of dwindled down. But you still see it. You don't see it as much as I feared, but it's...
I guess
it's just kind of like a regular armor now.
When I first got it, I was the victim of many jealous Recon teabags. Like, popping up everywhere. And unless I had gotten Recon, it was like, it just seemed like way too many people for
you. You don't play online multiplayer until you have it.
Yeah, it, like, right when I got it, like, it seemed like every game that I would play, someone else had it.
Yeah. And then that game where no one has it, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, but like you said, it's kind of like settled down again, so now it's pretty even.
Before Christmas, I was playing a lot of Halo. Like, I kind of stopped for a while, and then I just kept going for a really long time before Christmas, and I played a lot of games, I'm guessing, like, maybe over 30 in, like, 5 days or something like that, and I think I only came into two other people who had Recon in those 5 days, over 6 days.
It's pretty good.
I know, I was the only person who had it in a game, for mini games.
Okay, so, overall, like...
Should we rate it?
Yeah, I should say for ODST, like, not counting the Halo 3 multiplayer, rating for ODST.
For the disc one?
Yeah.
Disc one, I would have to say... probably about 4 out of 5 stars. It's not the greatest game of all time, but it's Halo, so you kind of know it's... no matter what, it's gonna be good.
Yeah, it's definitely gonna be worth your money.
I'm gonna give it 4.4, 4.5 stars, right around there.
Yeah, I would...
I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just way different, so it's hard to compare it.
Yeah, I would say the same with Kyle. Now, if they had put in some sort of matchmaking system for Firefight, then that would boost it way up.
Yeah.
Cause...
and that's something that people really want, too.
Yeah.
On the Bungie forums, people want Firefight. But now they're like, we're trying to turn our attention on Reach now.
Oh, yeah. Now, why don't we turn our attention towards Reach now? So...
awesome segue!
I know. So, the Reach trailer debuted during the Spike Video Game Awards.
December 12th.
So,
2009.
We saw it. What did you think?
I was really disappointed because the graphics were... They only looked a little bit better than Halo 3, and I thought it was going to be super realistic. Yeah, and there was absolutely no action. The more I watched it, and when I watched the IGN Rewind Theater, I liked it a lot more. Because there's so much in it. So much information that I missed the first couple of times. There's so much to see and so much to look at. If you just watch that, the Rewind Theater that IGN did, that made me like it a lot more. And now I'm looking forward to more information, especially about George. He's awesome. He's going to be my favorite character.
Okay, I have to say, I was disappointed too. Because I thought it was going to be longer. They said it was going to be 2.5 minutes, and it was. But it seemed way shorter, and when it was...
There was a lot of fluff.
Yeah. When it almost ended, I was like, oh, good. There's still a long time left. This isn't it. And then it ended, and I was like, oh, darn, I thought it was going to be so much more. And the graphics, I'm also kind of disappointed with. I thought they would be better. It looks almost no different to Halo 3 to me. Maybe just a little bit better. And I do like the guy with the EVA armor and the skull helmet on, or skull paint on. And I think the chick with fake arms.
Oh, yeah, the robotic
fake
arms.
The fake arm is really cool.
Yeah, I really like that.
Her name's Kat. Kat.
With a K?
Yeah.
I really like the design.
Yeah.
Like, with the two robotic arms. Those are cool.
And from what you see in-game, I'm hoping for a combat knife. Finally. Hopefully.
That would be pretty cool.
Maybe, even if it's just like Call of Duty where you melee and it's the knife. Even if that's
pronounced melee.
I don't care. Even if you melee and it's a knife, that's still good, as long as it's in there.
One other thing about, they said that that's not what it's really going to look like at the end. This is going to, because they didn't like smooth any of the edges, they said. Like, everything's going to look a lot smoother, basically.
Well, no. They said that they did smooth the edges in this, and then in game, it's going to not be smooth. Because they had a lot of time to work on this.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around. I thought they said that they didn't have a lot of time to work on this. And when it comes out, it's going to look better.
So, also, I heard on the podcast that they put out that, you know, that it's like a cutscene from it, but it's not, you know, like the final version of the cutscene. They, you know, like, kind of took out some chunks and stuff. So
you could kind of tell. There were some big jumps.
Mm-hmm.
I thought.
So I kind of thought the same thing about it when I first saw it. I was kind of like, whoa, this looks kind of like Gears of War. I don't like that. Mainly because of the highly customized armor.
I like the art style of Gears of War, though. I like that.
I agree. Style. I like the style of Gears of War. It's very unique. So seeing something similar to that in the Halo universe realm, it's just, it kind of set me off. And then, I know I shouldn't be saying this, but I know it's not that big of a deal, but the new flying vehicles, which Bungie did confirm isn't a
Hawk.
So I really just didn't like those. I'm like, why? Propellers, to me, just didn't fit in.
I would like to see a Hawk not in Halo Wars. Like, I'm glad it's in Halo Wars, and I think it's really cool, and that's why I want to see it in a first-person Halo
game. It'd probably be too powerful. It's just... I don't know. Anyway, one more thing that I don't like, or that I won't like, if this is true, is that the main character is a lone wolf guy who doesn't talk at all. Like, I could stand... It was tolerable for ODST, but if they start doing that for all the games, or you don't even know what he looks like and he doesn't talk at all, that is going to really disappoint me.
Yeah.
I know, you know, their whole strategy of that is so you can... It could basically be you in that armor. So, I kind of agree with ODST. There were definitely some points kind of like where...
Yeah,
you kind of think he should say something.
And it's weird, like, people don't not talk.
That's right?
Like, there are points where you could totally say something. And
when he met, I forgot her name. There.
Yeah, it really... So he was just nodding.
Yeah. What I would...
To respond.
Like, in Borderlands, the character I'm playing, they don't have any cutscenes, so there's no really time to talk, but he does talk in-game a little bit.
In combat, yeah,
when...
Like when you kill somebody, he'll laugh.
When he kills somebody, he laughs, and like, he talks, but it's not a lot, but at least he talks, right?
Yeah.
I want, like, I don't know, it's better in Halo with the Master Chief how he actually talks.
Even if it's just a little bit, at least you have
know
something.
What he sounds like.
I would agree.
They're saying about Bungie and they're not wanting to know what the main character's face looks like.
Yeah. So, although it kind of was more of a jump, maybe, in ODST.
Because not only could you not see his face, but he didn't talk at all.
No, but I mean, like, more, maybe a bit more of a step forward, because you were, you know, playing as other guys, and it seemed like the squad members were, like, actually, you know, definitely main characters. They were, like, almost, you know, like, right up there, even with the rookie.
If they do that with Reach, I'll be fine. If you can, like, play as all those other guys, too, and they talk...
Yeah, like, in
also, but if...
In Halo 3, when you're playing co-op with, like, three people, they add in two elites who are just, like, random characters who aren't even in the game unless you're playing that. Like, they could do that with Reach, or you could be playing the other characters, right?
Yeah.
And I hope they do that instead of just adding other people in.
Or what would be cool is if... Like, you play it once and you have to be, you know, the lone wolf guy. But then once you play it through once and beat it, then you would have the choice to play as any of the characters you wanted.
What would be cool is if what they did, what they didn't do in Halo 3, is how the different armors do have different effects on you. That would be cool. So, like, if you could mix and match and, like, make your guy what you want,
that would be... That would be cool if you could, like, do a highly customized
Halo.
Almost like an RPG.
Yeah.
In customization. Like, maybe, like, upgrade yourself as the game goes on. Not like, full-on RPG. Like, set out the levels and everything, but be able to...
Kind of like Bioshock.
There you go. Mm.
That would be cool.
Yeah, or even like, kind of like Modern Warfare, too.
Or I haven't played that. So
Call of Duty, basically, where you can, like, for the multiplayer, you can choose.
Multiplayer.
Like have a different.
Even
class.
If it would be just for multiplayer or just for campaign.
Yeah.
I think they would probably do it just for campaign, and then they want, like, an even multiplayer experience so that people don't get mad.
Yeah.
But even if they do it just for the campaign or just for multiplayer, that would be cool. To have a customizable Halo character.
So the trailer as a whole has grown on me.
Me too.
Since I first saw it, I kind of just had to step back and say, okay, what am I complaining about? It's new Halo. So,
but, as long as it keeps coming.
Yeah, but I've kind of gotten past the bulky armor. I still want to see a Pelican.
I want to fly a Pelican. That's been my dream since Halo 1. You've never gotten to fly in one, or the only time you get to be in an actual Pelican is the first half a second and last half a second of campaigns, right? I'm not really, like, in the arc and stuff, but I want to fly one. I want to fly a Pelican. The only time I've ever flown a Pelican was... in
Halo Custom Edition.
Yeah.
And you don't even get to do it in Halo Wars. What's with that? You can call in Pelicans, but you don't get to fly them. I thought I was finally so excited. I was going to be, you're going to get to fly Pelicans, and then you don't.
It's cool.
And I love Pelicans.
It's cool how you can make them, like, pick up guys and drop them off.
But my favorite UNSC vehicle used to be the Pelican until the Elephant came out. I love the Elephant. It's the coolest thing ever. And in ODST, that was cool how it's, like, fast.
Yeah.
And you got to see one in-game that's, like,
well,
closed up.
It was the Ollie font when it's, like, not an elephant.
It was like a the garbage truck version of the elephant, I think.
Yeah, it was cool to see that closed up instead.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still gonna have to go with the classic Warthog. It's my favorite.
Yeah, the
Or Ghost.
Yeah, the Warthog, that's like the classic Halo vehicles.
Those are kinda like, my favorite fun. Covenant vehicle is Bench. Do you guys know?
Bench. No.
Wraith. I like the Wraith, it's so cool. And I like the gold one. The AA Wraith.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. So cool.
So anyway, I thought for the Reach trailer, I thought the graphics were pretty good. Especially, like, I downloaded the, like, high-resolution one from Bungie.net, and I, like, watched it on my computer, and it looks really, really good.
What I did is watch it from Waypoint on the TV, because that's the TV that we use when we're gaming, so that you can see what it's actually going to look like, and it just, something about that just kind of clicked with me, and it really looks good on the gaming TV.
Yeah.
By the way, we forgot to do this. When I said, as soon as new Halo Reach stuff comes out, we need to do another Halo News video.
Oh, yeah!
Shouldn't we still do that?
That would be so fun. But maybe we should wait until more information comes out, since they said they're going to do it, like, January.
Yeah, they said that they're going to start putting, you know, more information out and start,
like, character names
and start revving up the all the promotions and all that stuff.
We should definitely do that soon.
Mm-hmm. What I'm anxious to see is, like, you know, an official, you know, first-person perspective. Like, what it's going to look like when you're holding a gun. Gameplay. Like, yeah, gameplay, basically.
Even just a picture.
Doesn't like an official picture, not the leaked, blurry stuff. Even though, like, that is cool.
Like an on-screen one, not off-screen. Right?
Like a snapshot.
Yeah, like
not
a screenshot.
I mean, not like if I was right here taking a picture of
the screen. Oh, no, not bootleg style. Not bootleg style.
Yeah, actually on the screen.
Yeah.
What's that called?
What, taking
screenshot?
Yeah, screenshot.
Okay, screenshot. Because it's literally a shot of the screen.
Yeah. I'm anxious to see, you know, what all the different weapons are and stuff.
The battle rifle looks actually not that bad.
Yeah, I like the new look of it.
The leaked picture.
No, I mean the one on the guy's back in the trailer.
Oh, yeah. The only thing I didn't like about it is that little aimer on the tip of it. It just looked too, like,
Real. Okay, the leaked pictures. If the leaked pictures were real, I don't care if they are, I don't care if they aren't. If they are, the new weapons look cool.
Yeah.
The carbine needler thing.
Yeah, that looks cool.
And then the BR looks weird, but cool.
Yeah, I like the BR. And the Spartan laser, which has the flip-out screen.
Yeah, kind of like the Modern Warfare 2
thing.
Yeah,
which I found out the screen is like a heartbeat sensor, so it's kind of like a radar, in a way.
How was that level, by the way, the ice level?
It's pretty good. The part where you're on the snowmobiles is really fun.
Yeah, like driving it. I'm excited to see what vehicles are like.
Mm-hmm. And I imagine they'll have, like, at least one new vehicle in it, hopefully. To, you know, mix it up.
But, are you talking about Reach still?
Yeah, Reach.
The, flying thing in the trailer.
Yeah.
Maybe if they
have, grow in
the I meant, like, a ground vehicle.
But
like,
they looked a lot like the, ones in Avatar.
You know, yeah, it kind of did.
I'm thinking maybe they'll have those big suits finally. Like the ones in Avatar that guy got in at the end.
Oh, yeah, like the...
Oh, those are in Halo Wars.
Like the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Cyclops.
Yeah.
That would be so fun, because it's like the right time frame too, right? It's a prequel.
Well...
It's not...
Depends.
It's before Halo 1, so...
Yeah.
Wait, what...
Theoretically, I guess so.
Is it Halo Wars, Halo Reach, Halo 1?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, no, I guess you can't, since once the Spartans got shields, they kind of take off the Cyclops.
Yeah, that's the only thing. But, I mean, you could get away with it, like, saying, oh, we found this in a junkyard, there's one left over. So you could get away with it, but... yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's in there or not.
It would be fun to see. What do you think of the way Reach looks, by the way, like the actual planet?
Oh, I like it. Again, it reminds me of Gears of War.
I thought it kind of reminded me of Mass Effect. A little bit.
I could see that.
I'm going to have to watch it a couple more times, too.
But the Mass Effect planets have so many different, like, styles of places.
Yeah.
They got, like, the lava planet and all that, but it just kind of reminded me of something that would be in Mass Effect.
And then, let's see, the Elite at the very end of Reach. I heard a lot of people just complaining about that. But, I'm actually not too upset about it.
As long as an elite's an enemy, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I think that could be the next Marlin.
we could end up doing Marlin in Reach, but we might.
Again, we'll have to see what, you know, the multiplayer looks like. If the multiplayer beta, that's coming out.
Theater and Forge.
Yes. I don't see how, with Halo 3, it's kind of like...
You can't not do it anymore.
Yeah, it's like now there has to be Forge, there has to be Theater, and I'm wondering if it would be cool if they even added in a firefight type.
I don't want to get too much into this, but that'd be cool if in the multiplayer maps they start doing remakes of, like, Halo 3 maps.
For Reach?
Like Sidewinder and Avalanche. Totally different, but the same basic...
For me, what I feel like is with, like, an exception for maybe, like, Halo 1 maps, I want all the maps to be new.
If they bring back Death Island, I will be satisfied.
So
I've always wanted that.
If they bring back Blood Gulch, and I mean, like, Blood Gulch, like Red Sand and Red mountains and stuff, then I'm gonna be happy. Like,
what if it's exactly the same, only snowy?
If there's some red poking through, then I might be satisfied. But I feel like, I know Bungie wanted to satisfy the fans, you know, by making the maps that people wanted, but now I feel like, you got your remakes, now let's do something new.
Yeah.
I feel like...
Also...
Fresh.
What you said about bringing back Firefly, that was kind of really tailored to ODST, the way you have the pool of lives, because you're so almost helpless, right?
Yeah.
The way Firefight was, it was just kind of really worked with ODST, and I don't know if it would work with Reach, if they want to change it or... Do it.
I mean, they would have to change it and stuff, but it would be cool if that was, like, a little added thing.
It'd be a good thing to have some DLC for, too.
Yeah.
Be a good thing to build on later.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, is there
Flesh it out more. It's...
Oh, yeah, my take on the multiplayer maps. So, yeah, I really don't want them to make, you know, too many...
Remakes.
Like Halo especially... 3, yeah. Especially, yeah, I feel like definitely no Halo 3 remakes.
I think it would be cool to see one.
Yeah, like maybe...
To see how they would do it and how it turns out. One is okay. I think...
Two is too many.
What we do need is something like Sandtrap, how you have... I mean, Sandbox. Just a blank map with so much room and so much stuff to do.
I'll probably do that again since I was really... popular and helpful.
Yeah.
Even if they just import Sandbox in, barely change it. I mean, I know, like, maybe they could do it not stone.
So maybe it's bigger different. And, like, bigger middle surface area. And if they do sand again, and make it level.
A snap.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
A snap feature and a rotate 90 degrees feature.
That would be really cool.
Yes.
Yeah, so, because with the thing with Halo 2 and Halo 3, there was the barrier kind of between, you know, the old console and the new console. But I feel like since Halo 3, you know, was for the 360, if you want to play a Halo 3 map, you can just play Halo 3. And not whine about Reach. So, yeah. I think...
That's a really good reason to not have any remakes at all.
Yeah.
I mean, not having Halo 3 remakes at all.
Mm-hmm. Like, again, I'm fine with, like, ones Like, not too many. Like, not too many at all. But, like, maybe remakes from Halo 1 that are either haven't been explored in a remake or are just, like, a staple, a Halo staple, like Blood Gulch or even, like, Zanzibar. But I feel like they need to change that up more if they did it. Like, a new environment.
Death Island, once again, Death Island was my favorite map from Halo 1.
Death Island and Danger Canyon would be awesome.
That would be really cool for, like, a vehicular.
Oh, you know what would be
if they make the beach wider.
You know what would be really interesting to see is Infinity. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Is that that is long?
That's the huge one.
Figure
it's
eight,
like
man.
A figure eight.
Trying to
and it has
that.
two double bars going
the,
across
the picture
two
of it. The picture of it when you're loading the map.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Is that with the warthog going off?
Oh yeah, I remember that.
That would be cool, huh?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we'll just have to.
Or what a really fun one was. Forget what it was called. It was the one with the two ships facing each other.
Oh yeah, yeah, boarding action.
Boarding action.
That would be cool.
Yeah, they have two totally separate things.
That'd be cool.
Separated by death.
If
that was really interesting because it was like you're so far away from the enemies and they're totally on the other side and you have no way to get to them. That's teleported. But
oh, that would be cool if they added like one like docking bay, so there was like a bridge across to one. And then maybe, like, a man cannon type thing. They'll shoot you to the other side. But then it would be cool if one was, like, a Covenant ship and one was UNSC.
That'd be really interesting for infection.
I guess silence. I guess so.
Sniper yeah. Infection. That'd be terrible.
Okay, so I think we've exhausted that, I think.
So we move on to us now?
Yes.
Do you want to talk about that at all?
No. Okay. Just a quick thing, Bob. It doesn't have to do with TP, really, but we do
actually,
have.
Actually, it kind of does, actually. We mentioned it before on previous podcasts.
Yeah, we started a band called Triunity. It's basically just us three playing our instruments, and we made up songs, and we put out a CD called Triptych.
So
it's got 14 songs. They're all instrumental.
Lane is on piano, Kyle's on guitar, and I'm on drums. And it's surprisingly, I think it's surprisingly good.
Yeah,
for a debut.
Yeah, gotten pretty, you know, positive reviews about it since we don't have lots of fancy equipment. We just recorded it with the mic that we're using right now,
which luckily
and
sounds
it turned
good.
Out pretty good. Tell them the website you can.
Yeah, if you wanna order, we just have a free webs, website right now.
Yeah, go to www.webs.
Changed. So it's, I believe it's http://triunity.webs.
No, Triunity Music, right?
That's what I thought.
Then maybe. Triunitymusic.webs.com.
I don't know.
But what about ordering? Ordering our stuff, you go to Cafe Press.
Yeah. So, if you want to order our stuff, you know, here's an easy way. Just go to youtube.com/triunitymusic.
And then we have all our stuff there on our channel page.
Yeah, so that's an easy
along with some of our songs and, like, some videos of us playing from our live show.
Yeah, so yeah, go check that out. And so now, let's talk about some movie stuff for a bit. So we came out with Marlins since our last podcast.
I didn't even know.
A lot. So
we did
the latest ones are episodes 45 and 46.
We did a Detective Awesome.
And a Detective Awesome.
We did. It's still just called the Old Man Movie to me.
We did like a live action movie called Sunset Old Folks Home.
It was surprisingly anticipated by the fans. But I learned that on the during the TP game event. I did not know so many people were looking forward to it.
Really?
I wasn't aware that wasn't we like posted team, like a preview of it, really. Or just the next live action
they
video.
They just knew about it. Because they're so cool. Yes. And it was the first one, the first movie that we did.
I'm not sure.
I know, shut up. It was the first scripted movie that we actually finished.
Like, followed through on. Like
on the script, especially.
Yeah, like, we've, like, written, like,
outlines.
Scripted. We've, like, written, like, a script before, but then we find that it's better that we just kind of wing it. And it usually turns out better.
I was afraid when you started writing the script for the Old Man movie. I was like, oh, we're not going to do it. I can tell. You're writing a script. That means it fails.
Yeah, because for...
Did you notice? We did the first two Being movies with no script, and then we started writing script for the third one, and we never did it. We did. Like, going through the old scripts that we have, every single script, we never finished. We never did anything.
But since we did this one, I like the way we did it, and I'm looking forward to trying it again.
Yeah, because I think, because we were shooting on location, we shot the whole thing in one day. We had to...
It took the whole day, pretty much.
Yeah. But
with a lunch break.
It's kind of like when you're shooting on location, like, you know, like real movies, you actually have to, you know, like have a script so that you can use all the time
like,
there filming.
What we've done before is that if we don't have a script and we're filming on location, we write down notes of what to do so that we don't forget anything.
Yeah.
But this time we have a whole script.
The basic outline of what we're doing, but this time we have the whole script with, like, very little...
Improv, I guess.
Like, scenes...
There were, like,
with Felipe scenes.
A few lines here and there
like
got
the
added or changed, and then...
The whole workout scene.
The workout scene...
The dance scene, though, we kind of had fun with.
Yeah.
We knew... Not getting
some
into
moves that we were going to do.
I didn't know what I was going to do at all. I didn't really even know I was actually going to be doing a dance.
The first move that you... That one that you did was really good when you're, like, really loose.
Incredibly hilarious. And I was so surprised because I didn't know I was that good of a dancer and that it was so funny. I didn't know it was going to be so funny. I was just moving.
So, if...
We didn't even have any music, so we didn't know what to move to.
So, if you want to check out the script that we wrote, there's, like, a link to it in the video description. So, you can check that out.
Oh, yeah. One more thing about Triptych. When we were going to San Francisco last night, we had it in the car, and it was the first time that I listened to it all the way through, in album order. It's really cool. It's to be
nice.
It sounded a lot better quality, too, in the car.
Yeah, with the speakers and stuff.
The 360.
So, also, with the, back to, Sunset Old Folks Home movie, for some reason, I double-checked, like, the file... The original file, and it's fine, but for some reason, when I put it up on YouTube, the sound got out of sync slightly, which is, like, stupid, because that has never happened
to me
before.
But it only happened on part one, not part two.
I know, and...
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, so
I watched it when it first came out, like, when it first came out, like...
Mm-hmm.
Before the
full quality was there.
Yeah, before the full quality was there, and it was still, you know, like, you just put it up,
mm-hmm.
and it was still, like, grainy and stuff, and it, I think, I didn't remember any weird stuff. I think it was still on time there.
Mm. But
it just, when it all synced together, it didn't.
Yeah, for some reason, YouTube just kind of messed it up. So, I posted part one on our Vimeo page there, so I added a link to it in part one of the video description. So, if you can't stand it, you can go watch part one on Vimeo.
Is it that bad? Like, is it terribly annoying?
It's not, like, terribly annoying,
It's not, like, throughout the rest of the video it gets more and more off-sync.
It stays... It's
and
consistent.
It's very short. It's still standable. But
yeah.
It's still better to watch it. Okay.
So, yeah, it wasn't us that messed up, it was YouTube, so...
We didn't mess up.
Yes. So now, looking into 2010,
we have Marlin.
We have Marlin. We didn't make our full quota for season 5. I'm thinking we should just, season five should just have been like six episodes.
Well, I was thinking,
and then just start.
Well, I was thinking, have season five, all 10 episodes, but not start again till September, and that'll give us room to do our own stuff and not have to worry about Marlon.
Yeah, just keep making it until we're done, and then
season continue six again. Season September. Six will start on September 4th again.
That's a good idea.
So you mean so still call.
Do the next four episodes, call it the rest of season five, and then start season six in September.
But
rather than February.
Okay.
Because it's almost February already.
Yeah.
And that gives us
still a month left.
That gives us time to do all the Marlon movies and
episodes.
Sorry.
No movie in
plan. I meant to say episodes.
No, movie planned.
I got mixed up with, I was going to say the Marlon episodes and then do other movie stuff we wanted to do. And I have to say, the reason we didn't finish Marlon on time is because of our album. We were working on that very hard.
Yeah, that's...
And
it paid off. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. If you buy it, we actually get money. So please buy it.
Yeah. We get $3. No, $2 each.
Yeah, $2 each, basically.
We already have money. Well, not in our hands, but we've made money off of it.
All right, so...
So please buy it.
Yeah, and maybe we'll do PBK? I don't know.
It's all left to be edited, Lane. I don't know if we have anything else to film.
It's pretty much up to you. If you need some Kyle motivation, I can come and punch you anytime, but...
I might need that. I promised the fans that I would... You know, we'd not leave this hanging. And it's already been, like, a year plus since...
I think it's a really good idea to finish the second one and see if people like that. And give up if they didn't. But keep going if they do. We'll do hard work.
Because the script for the last episode that I came up with was so good. I made it just so that it was super awesome. I wrote it and I was like... How can I make this super awesome? And I did. There's a big battle. That's all I'm going to say. And if we end up not doing it, I'll tell you later. If I remember. But it was way cool. Alright, oh my god. I'm just remembering right now. do you remember what it was?
I do. Vaguely, I think.
I remember the first script I read was incredible and long.
So let's not keep the fans...
I'll tell you when.
Drooling.
Yeah.
So
sorry, guys.
All right, so...
But remember, it's Elaine's fault.
Thanks a lot. So, you know, of course we'll have more, you know, live-action movies coming up.
Hopefully, you know, the Halo News one.
Do we have any planned right now?
Halo News?
Any live-action ones?
I came up with an idea.
Actually, we need to get on that. So...
I'm looking forward to do another scripted one.
Oh, you know what we did that worked for a while with Marlon was just write down the ideas.
That still works.
Yeah, we did that now.
I think we don't have a single episode where we didn't do that.
We'll just write down ideas for new movies. And go down.
Did you know that more than half of the episodes of Marlon have been my idea? That's it.
Okay. So... You didn't do a TP year in review last year, this year, whatever.
We need to see how many videos we did, though.
We just need to see how many videos you did.
I could count that up and put it on Twitter.
Okay. Twitter, by the way, is...
Twitter.com/ThomasProInc. There wasn't room for the full thing.
And, so. CottonSwab has one. Twitter.com/TheCottonSwab.
And Marlon has one. Twitter.com/MarlonDelete.
And I still update it every once in a while, and it links to my Facebook, or to the CottonSwab Facebook. So.
Okay. Yeah. Alright, so. Yeah, now looking back at 2009. Alright, what was your favorite live action video to film?
Detective Awesome.
I say it's tough between. Detective Awesome and Willie's Beach were both really fun. Anytime we do one in Capitola, it's so fun. We have to do that this summer, too.
So, Yeah, I'd say my favorite was Willy's Beach, probably.
That was a really funny movie.
I love the
Willy's Beach, and then also at the beginning. Yeah, at the beginning of last year, we did when we were just starting out with, you know, the new Final Cut program that we got and the new camera. We did Horses Horrid Hairdo and McJuice. Those little ones that we did at the beginning of the year were pretty fun.
Because they were just random and hilarious.
That wasn't we just went out front and just
we didn't start out. It. Yeah, we were starting with the new HD camera, not Final Cut.
Well, yeah, I got a new version of Final Cut, though.
Anyway.
Still basically
I think the ending of Horses Horrid Hairdo is still one of the funniest endings ever, with the huge explosion in slow motion, and then you slapping your hand in the mud, and then the shoe.
That was almost a year ago, I think.
Yeah.
Good times.
But I'm going to have to go to Detective Awesome. As my Detective Awesome is always so fun.
Flushy, flushy. That was funny.
But
it was gross.
Detective Awesome is right now, he's always been my favorite person to play. He's so fun. And in every movie, we always do this on purpose. Somehow, his wig comes off and you see his real hair, and for some reason he goes with the ugly wig. He doesn't want to show his ugly hair. I think that's so funny.
We have to... Oh, no, honestly.
Alright, so... Alright, so now... I think if... We didn't get any voicemails, by the way. Or
damn it!
I don't think so. Again,
what's our number?
It's
write it down.
It's 208-474-2690.
Yay, then got it. What was the old one? We don't even know.
Oh, I was on my cell phone, but I lost all my contacts, so.
Okay. I was gonna say something, I hate this.
Happened to be like too. 3 times already in this podcast.
Oh yeah, Flushy Flushy. That one, that is gross. It was hilarious. We got a complaint while filming it.
Yeah, it was like, can you guys keep it down?
It was like a last minute video, like a super funny, quick.
Yeah. And Lane.
But that's how we roll.
We don't. I have no idea how you didn't laugh. That was.
I did
that
at so,
first. That part where I was going like this.
Oh, I did. Yeah. I just had to edit it out.
I can't believe. I still can't believe you put that in your mouth.
Yeah. It wasn't as gross as I thought it would be, but...
It's bad because it's so quick, it's just like...
Yeah. It was really chocolate.
Yeah, because we had just went to an ice cream place, and I had got this big ice cream, this big chocolate ice cream thing, and it was like dripping.
It like dripped all over this napkin.
Yeah, well, no, it dripped onto my... Yeah, I think it did get onto my napkin, and then I used a napkin to wipe off my hands, too. So by the time we were done with it, we were joking about how it looked like toilet paper, and we were just like, flushy, flushy, and all that stuff. And then we were like, let's turn it into a video. And so we did.
And surprisingly, you agreed.
Yeah.
That never happens. One other thing.
I love when that happens.
Oh, I forgot what I was going to say. Crap.
Go back in time. What were we talking about?
Flushy, flushy,
flushy, toilet paper.
Oh, yeah, the ice cream. I got the best ice cream flavor, and I forget what it was. I think it was cinnamon, something, cinnamon coconut or cinnamon.
That I think that was a cinnamon coconut, something like
it
that.
It was the best.
Okay. So now, I think it's time for our final segment of the show, which is nice and, you know, long. We're almost up to an hour here. Is, the Sheepdog movie review.
Avatar!
It's time once again for another segment of Sheepdog movie reviews.
Okay, and then I'm just gonna play the spoiler alert right now, just... Spoilers ahead. This is for the movie Avatar.
Yeah, what we do is every time we review a movie, except for once, because Kyle and I hadn't seen it yet, but we were going to see it. It was up. For every movie, we always just like tell the plot and tell everything about it, so there's going to be spoilers no matter what.
Yeah.
Play the thing.
Status report. Captain, we have incoming spoilers off the port bow. Quick, evasive maneuvers. Negative, Captain. There are too many of them. They're coming in fast. Oh, crap. Quick, brace for impact!
Ah! Hi, I'm Sheepdog. We're gonna be doing this movie review here for this this thing called Avatar. Lane, what is Avatar?
It's too big to say. You kind of have to know.
If you watch the trailer, the trailer helps a lot.
It's basically, it's in the future. These humans have colonized this planet called Pandora.
Which, by the way, is the same name as the planet on Borderlands. Continue.
Okay, so they're on this planet Pandora, and the humans want to mine this valuable stuff from underneath the soil that's worth a lot of money. But there's these local people called the Na'vi. They're blue and have tails.
They're 10 feet tall. 10 to 12.
Yeah, so they're blue and stuff. And,
and
there's a bunch of their main hangout spot, this giant tree, is sitting like right on top of like the biggest deposit of
this rock
that the humans want. So it's basically the humans trying to kick out the Na'vi, and the Na'vi
really quickly. It's made by
fighting back.
It's made by James Cameron. The last movie he directed was Titanic, which is the highest grossing film of all time. Then he did Terminator 2.
Aliens and Alien.
Yeah, I don't see.
Alien was the first, then Aliens
was the sequel.
Did you watch both of those or just one?
Yeah, the Aliens was really good. And like I said, there's you could see the Bungie guys got influences.
Which one was good, Alien or Aliens?
Aliens, but you need to see Alien first.
Okay. Wait, really quickly. James Cameron also hired a linguist to create an entire language for the Na'vi.
I'm expecting them to publish like the Halo Encyclopedia, like a giant book, like with their language in it.
They're doing a story that he says it's not a sequel or prequel, but it's a new story that takes place during Avatar. And maybe, he said, maybe beyond it.
Okay, so
anyway, where you left off was what the humans and the Na'vi are fighting. The Na'vi want to kick the humans out so that they can keep their giant tree. The sacred tree thing, and then the humans want to get into it. And the problem is that one of the guys that the humans sent, he gets attached to the Na'vi, and suddenly he's on their side.
Wait, yeah, first off,
gotta explain the Avatar system.
Yeah, so program. The air on Pandora is toxic to humans, so they can't breathe it. They need air masks. So to help with that, and to help the humans try and persuade the Na'vi.
And blend in with them.
Yeah, they basically take DNA from a human and DNA from a Na'vi and mix them. So you get this Na'vi, which the human, when put into a special pod and stuff, can control, with his mind. Or it's basically like mind is transported into the Avatar.
Like he becomes the other guy and leaves his body behind, and then they switch.
Yeah.
And it's like his brother was supposed to, but his brother died, and he's...
He's the closest one that can do it.
And actually what happens is the humans try to get the Na'vi to leave first, and if they don't leave, then they're going to kill them. And the Na'vi don't leave, so they try to they move them with force by kind of destroying everything. This is after pretty much you learn, because they make you learn every important thing about Pandora first, and about the Na'vi culture, and then the story kind of goes. But it's interesting.
That's good.
It's good because it's interesting.
And, I don't remember. Okay, yeah, I remember. So what the movie does is it puts you, it kind of persuades you to be on the Na'vi side and against the humans, which is weird. And then, spoiler alert, Na'vi wins. Kind of.
They kind of like expected.
Well, like all the humans die, but their planet gets
like all the humans who are fighting die, and then the other humans they make leave.
Yeah, and then
because they basically overpower them.
But part of Pandora got Pandora got kind of destroyed. I know.
Yeah, they ended up blowing up the tree, but Then the Na'vi, like, retreat. And then all the humans come to try and totally wipe them out. And then they fight back. Yeah. But when that tree collapses, that's really, really cool. That was a great scene.
Yeah, and especially with, like, after it falls and everything's kind of red. Like, the blue and greenness of Pandora, kind of everything turned to red. That was really interesting.
And
all the ash
and stuff. And basically,
red and black looks really good together, as demonstrated by Triptych.
There is, like, so much, you know, visual effects in this, so much digital.
In fact,
Weta, it looks so good.
Weta and ILM worked together on this.
I heard it was the most, it was, like, the highest costing movie to make.
I could see that, definitely.
Because there's so much animation in it. And we stayed for all the credits. About 90% of the credits was the people who animated it. Because there was so much animation.
A lot of it.
There was so much animation. And they hired so many different companies to animate it. Because there was just so
and
much.
And did you know that the, what was her name? The main Na'vi girl?
I don't even know.
She was...
I forget.
The actress who played her was the main female character in Star Trek. And was also one of the people that Jack Sparrow hired in The Curse of the Black Pearl.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that, but... Yeah, I know who you're talking about. But it was cool, like, I saw... It was like
wait,
this...
Wait, which movie? Which Pirates of the Caribbean?
The first one.
As I said, The Curse of the Black Pearl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the one who, you know... You stole my ship! I just borrowed it without permission.
I know.
Okay, so... Yeah, but I saw this quick video online of, like... It was like a quick behind-the-scenes thingy. With, you know, the actual actors, you know, in the motion...
Yeah,
motion tracking
suits.
I
didn't see
that.
And they show it like
It was like super quick though.
Yeah.
And the show it was really cool. Like, so yeah. I'm gonna look forward to the special features when the DVD comes out.
And we are getting the DVD.
Yeah. By the way, we did not see it in 3D or IMAX.
Although that would have been awesome.
Yeah, I'm kind of regretting it. I'm thinking I should go see it again in 3D and IMAX because I've been like reading stuff online and it seems like that it's like super cool and like a must see. In, you know, 3D IMAX.
It's a must-see movie anyway. If you get headaches easily, go see the regular one. It's
yeah,
still
if
good.
You can't tell by what we're saying already, it's gonna get confused by us. Should we get to the rating
ratings? Yeah, rating. Okay.
Nate! What do you rate the movie?
You finally woke up, sheepdog. You drink too much eggnog or something?
It expired eggnog, yes.
Okay.
From, like, 12 years ago.
So, I would...
In your that.
So I would give the movie 4.6.
I liked it a lot.
Wait,
except...
no, Lane hasn't explained himself yet. Why don't you give it a 4.6?
Like other people have said, and I kind of feel the same way, the plot is kind of predictable. Like, after... I mean, like, it's really interesting and stuff, but the story is, it's like, it's almost there, but I feel like there's a little something missing. I can't figure out what it is.
Okay, the way I feel, I liked it a lot. It's really good. It looks great visually. It's interesting. The world is very original, but the story... has been told a million times before. Otherwise, it's good. I have to give it a 4.8, 4.9. It's really good out of 5.
Alright, Kevin?
I disagree with you guys. I'm going to give it a 5 out of 5.
Whoa!
And here is why. First of all, yes, the story is general and it's been told before, but it, like, you kind of have to discard that. I think... I read this one video game review for Fallout 3. They said they gave it a 10 out of 10, which is, like, the best, obviously. Mm. And usually games don't do that good. It was from OXM. Do you know OXM? Official Xbox magazine? Yeah. So they rate the games. And they said, you know, obviously this game has some flaws. It's not perfect. So why does it have a 10? It's just, it's so good it deserves a 10. And that's what I feel about Avatar. It's so good. It's It's so different from everything else. It's such an epic movie, too. And, like, the island... Or, not the island. The planet Pandora is, like, the coolest thing I've ever seen. Everything is so cool. Like, you saw
Vibrant
this,
and yeah, different.
Like, you saw This Is It, right?
Yeah.
Remember that scene where, like, everything...
Oh, yeah, the jungle.
Yeah, with the little girl, the forest, yeah. Stuff. That, like it, that. It's like that, only...
On steroids.
Yeah, it's like that times 50.
At least.
And I thought that was cool until I saw Pandora.
About the video game, IGN gave the iPhone game a higher score than the console version.
Yeah, the video game just looks...
Like a video game.
Like a movie video game.
Which is understandable,
except
but...
it isn't 3D.
But it... What James Cameron did is he wanted it to be a different story, so he oversaw the production of the game.
I'm glad that they didn't do, like, a port, basically, of the movie.
I hate those.
Yeah. So...
I think it's, like, new characters, too, right?
Probably, I think. So, yeah, the movie is such a breakaway from everything. He basically... James Cameron just went for broke. And just... did everything that he wanted to do, basically, it seems.
And he says that they spent so much money on this one, just creating the whole world, that if they do a second one, it'll cost a lot less, since they already have
all that
the whole
stuff.
Universe. Which although, would be cool.
Yeah, although, I don't think they should do a sequel.
I think it would be a good way to make money.
I don't think
it would
be...
And I would be interested.
Obviously, I would see it, but it's...
I would be interested... And extremely disappointed if it's not as good or better than Avatar.
It would make money. It wouldn't push the story of Avatar, like the Avatar universe, forward very much.
I feel like it's kind of like Cloverfield and District 9. You can do a second one, but
it's not suggested.
Yeah. And I also feel that Avatar is also like Cloverfield and District 9. It's that same type of movie, right? Where... every once in a while, a movie like this comes along that's so big and so cool and so epic.
I gotta say, District 9 is my favorite movie of the year. Anyway, back to Avatar.
Mine might have to be Avatar or The Hangover.
One thing about Avatar, though, is that because you have this whole universe to just do one movie and maybe a book and throw it away, that's a bad idea. Even if they do, like, maybe don't do another movie, but keep the universe, yeah. Keep going on with it.
I'm fine if they do, you know, books and comics and stuff, but it doesn't... Well, the thing is, at the end of this movie, the humans leave
Pandora.
You can't even
it's
really
nicely,
make a second.
It's tied with a nice little ribbon.
It's kind of the way that what Steven Spielberg said about E.T., that he's not doing a sequel since... the story he wanted to tell, he told it in one movie. If that's what they want to do with Avatar, and they got everything that they wanted to out of it with one movie, then that's great.
Yeah.
Don't have to
you can't really
one.
Even come up with a second story. Like, the humans lost, they left, there's nothing else.
Yeah, there's no real other story to tell.
Back. Yeah. I agree. So, that is our look at Avatar. Now... you guys did see Sherlock Holmes, but I haven't seen it yet, and I think I'm going to, like, in the next day or so.
We'll just...
so...
take note, because I'm not sure. There's a dog, a pit bull, and apparently his name is Gladstone. Pay attention for the name, okay? Because I don't know for sure, and I want to know.
Okay.
What the dog's name is.
Alright.
Actually, it's my sister and my dad that want to know, and they asked me. Uh-huh. And I can remember. You have to remember for me.
Okay, Sherlock Holmes, spoiler alert, it's hilarious! Okay, and I liked it. It was really good. So.
Okay, we'll have a review of it next time.
Okay, just one quick thing. It's really hard, it was really hard for me to not think of Sherlock Holmes as Tony Stark, just because that's kind of what Robert Downey Jr. is now.
Yeah.
So go into it knowing it's not... the Iron Man character.
Wait, really? I didn't even think about that at all.
Go into it knowing
it's so different, Lane. Don't worry.
Yeah. Okay. So, we're finishing up. We're pretty much done. If you want to email in, like, anything, basically...
oh, here's your question. Did you see Avatar?
And what did you think?
Give us your review. Short, though.
And did you agree? Have this kind of time. And did you agree with Kyle?
Or Kevin?
Or so, Lane? So email your anything to podcast at Thomas.
Email your spam. No, don't.
Email stuff to podcast at thomasproductionsinc.com, and then you can leave a voicemail at 208-474-2690.
And we guarantee if you leave a voicemail, it will get on the podcast, as long as there's no profanity in it.
Or if it's a wrong number, we won't play it either.
No, we do. We play it
occasionally. Depends on if it's funny enough.
I remember I once got this wrong number. It was like some guy asking for something on Craigslist. And I felt so bad. Because like he was asking for something on Craigslist. It sounded like he was kind of excited. But he never got it, I guess, because he called the wrong number.
Should have called
unless maybe he... Well, it was kind of late by then. By the time I heard it. But unless maybe he called again.
So yeah. And watch our YouTube channel, youtube.com/ThomasProductions.
Subscribe.
We'll be posting new videos and stuff.
2010 is going to be a great year for us, I can tell. It's a new decade. Today's the first day of a new decade. You never know what's going to happen.
So far, it's going pretty good. Yeah. The year so far is doing pretty
good. I've had pizza. That's it.
Yeah, I'm full. I had a salad and pizza.
And with that, I think we will... close up.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, wait. I'm Kyle.
Bye. Yeah, we never did this at the beginning.
I thought we kind of did. Anyway. Really. Yeah. I'm Lane.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Kevin.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the TP Cast. If you liked the show, or hate it with your guts, please let us know by emailing us at podcast@thomasproductionsinc.com or leaving us a voicemail at 208-474-2690.
If you would like to find out more about this podcast or about Thomas Productions, please visit our website at thomasproductionsinc.com.
Please note that all non-original content featured in this podcast is the sole property of their respectful owners. On the other hand, all original content featured in this podcast is the property of Thomas Productions, Inc. It should also be noted that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of Thomas Productions, Inc., although they usually do. Again, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on...
The TP Cast!
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.